Yes, hello. How do you do? Howdy, howdy. Hi, how are you? Thank you. That's okay, I appreciate it. Thank you. Hi, howdy, hello, how are you? How do you do? How are you doing? How's it going? What's going on? What's new? What do you think? What do you hear? What do you say? What do you feel? What's shaking? What's happening? Que pasa? What's going down? What it is? Well, we got all kinds of ways to say hello. We got lots of ways to say hello. You know what my favorite one is? How's your hammer hanging? That's a good one, isn't it? Doesn't work too well with women. Unless you're talking to a female carpenter, then it's perfectly all right. I've always wanted to say that one to a high church official. Good evening, Your Holiness. How hangs the hammer? So far, I haven't had that opportunity. Then there's one way to say hello that I really don't care for. There's one way I don't like. You know how some people will say to you, are they keeping you busy? As if someone has the right to come up and give me odd jobs. They say to me, are they keeping you busy? I say, well, your wife is keeping me pretty busy, I'll tell you that. And that seems to hold them for about a half an hour. Then we have a lot of ways to say goodbye, too. We've figured out all kinds of ways to say goodbye. We say bye-bye, so long, see you later, take it easy, be cool, hang loose, stay in there. You know what my favorite one is?
Don't get run over.
Well, some people need practical advice, you know? And some guys will say to you, hey, have a good one. I say, hey, I already have a good one. Now I'm looking for a longer one. And that seems to hold them for about a half an hour. Then you have all the foreign ways to say goodbye. You know, some people, when they leave you, they think they got to get tricky. And they'll whip an arrivederci on you. Or an au revoir, or auf Wiedersehen, or adios. Or the American version of that one.
Adios, motherfucker.
Or aloha. That's a nice one, isn't it? Aloha. They say that in Hawaii, of course, and that means hello and goodbye. Which just goes to show, if you spend enough time in the sun, you don't know whether you're coming or going. Then have you noticed this? Sometimes you'll get in a rut with the way you say goodbye. Do you ever find yourself using the same phrase over and over again with everybody, and you feel a little stupid? Like if you're leaving a party, and you have to say goodbye to five or six people in a row, and you say, okay, hey, take it easy, 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 okay, hey. You feel like a goddamn moron, you know? So you know what I do? Every month, I change the way I say goodbye. Whether I need to or not, every month, I start using a different phrase. People like that. They notice that little extra effort. They'll say to me, pardon me, but didn't you used to say, okay, hey, take it easy? I say, yes, I did, but not anymore. Now I say, farewell. Farewell till we meet again. Peace be with you. May the forces of evil become confused on the way to your house. That's a strong one, isn't it? People will remember you if you talk like that. Or sometimes you can combine several ways to say goodbye that don't seem to go together. Like, toodaloo, go with God and don't take any wooden nickels. Then people don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Or you can say goodbye in a realistic manner. So long, Steve. Don't let self-doubt interfere with your plans to improve your life. Well, some people need practical advice. Now, here's a situation you run into all the time. You notice how when you're leaving someone, a lot of times they'll give you a message to give to someone else. Like they say, give my love to Klaus. Tell Klaus Rebecca sends her love. Do you mind that? Do you mind being used that way? Do you mind the awesome responsibility of having to carry Rebecca's love to Klaus? Suppose you don't see Klaus. What are you going to do with Rebecca's love? Carry it around? Give it to someone else, maybe. Wilhelm, I can't find Klaus. Here's some of Rebecca's love. Suppose Wilhelm doesn't know Rebecca. Can he legally accept her love? Especially when it was originally intended for Klaus. Suppose you give Wilhelm Rebecca's love for Klaus, and then you see Klaus, what are you going to give him? All you had was Rebecca's love, and you've already gone and given that to Wilhelm. Can you logically ask Wilhelm to give back Rebecca's love to Klaus? Maybe he's gotten used to it by now. Can Klaus sue Wilhelm? Can Wilhelm be arrested? Can you be arrested for transporting love across a state line? All right, just for the sake of argument, let's leave Wilhelm out of this altogether. Suppose Rebecca gives you her love to give to Klaus, and you do see Klaus. What form should the love take? Can you risk giving Klaus a tongue kiss? Which brings up another problem. Maybe Klaus is gay. Klaus doesn't want Rebecca's love. Klaus wants Wilhelm's love. If Klaus tells you to give his love to Wilhelm, say, bullshit, Klaus. You give your own love to Wilhelm. I'm going to find Rebecca. Now, sometimes people don't want you to take their love to someone else. They only want you to take their regards. That's all they're sending that day. Regards. That's not as important as love, is it? By the way, do you always give the one the person wants you to give?
I don't.
I wait until the last minute and then decide which one the other person ought to get. For instance, Susan might say to me, give my love to Dave. Well, I might not feel Dave is deserving of love. Dave might be one of those people who piss me off. I'll whip a few regards on Dave. Keep him in his place. I feel it's my decision to make. I'm the one who's doing all the goddamn work. And if I really don't like the other person, I'll drop the message way down. Susan might say, give all my love to Dave and tell him I can't wait to see him again so we can make love all night. I'll say, Dave, Susan said hello. Screw Dave, that's what he gets for pissing me off. And some people anticipate which one they're going to get, don't they? Did Susan send her love? No, Dave, she didn't. She only sent her regards. That's funny. Usually she sends her love. Well, not this time. In fact, she specifically said, don't give Dave any love. She's running short of love and has to be careful who she gives it to. However, she's overstocked with regards and wants you to have a whole bunch of them. So be satisfied, Dave. Take your regards and get the fuck out of my life. Well, he should be satisfied with regards. At least it's better than just being sent someone's best. You know, some people just send you their best. Give my best to Dave. Your best what? Frankly, Susan, if this is your best, maybe you ought to keep it to yourself. But even that is better than just being remembered to somebody. God, that's the lowest one of all, isn't it? That's hardly worth telling the poor person. Remember me to Dave. Okay, Dave, you remember Susan? Yes. Well, that's it. My job is done here. I must move along now. I've got to go see Tex and tell him Billy Bob said howdy. One final little portion of this. Sometimes people want you to take a hug and a kiss to someone for them. Now they've got you carrying cargo.
Give them a big hug and a kiss for me.
Usually it's women. I find that women are a little more expressive at times like these. And sometimes they're really explicit.
Bye-bye, Elena. Drive carefully and give Jake a big blowjob for me.
Well, why don't you get Klaus to take care of that for you? Well, anyway, hello. No matter how we say hello, it's nice to say hello to you. Also, I'd like to welcome a few groups that we have here in the audience tonight. Perhaps you'd let us know where you're sitting. The Child Pornographers Association. God bless you. Wonderful work you're doing. The United Syphilis Victims. Many of the same people. The Dirty Rotten Pricks of America. That's a proud organization. And we always have quite a turnout when I'm in town. The women who'll sleep with anyone. Well, not quite as many of them as I was hoping for. Those of you girls who did show up, don't forget cast party after the show. Now, I'd also like to welcome, we have some people here tonight from some of the local homes in the area. When I say homes, I mean those kind of places where some of us, let's face it, have to be kept. The home for those who no longer feel fine and dandy. The home for those who felt all right about a year ago. And the home for those who gave a shit up until yesterday morning. And apparently we also have some people here tonight from the Center for the Visually Unpleasant. Try not to look directly at those people. Unless you're equipped with the special safety glasses. Now, the only reason I mention those groups, is because those are a few of the charities that I've been working for lately. I like to mention the charities I'm interested in right here at the beginning of the show. As you know, a lot of entertainers, a lot of people in show business, they want you to know the good works they're doing. And hey, I'm no different from the others. But unfortunately for me, most of the really big charitable organizations are already spoken for. In fact, between Danny Thomas and Jerry Lewis, about 80% of the things that make you limp or tremble are taken. What it amounts to is that most of the really neat diseases are gone. So I'm forced to deal with some of these smaller organizations, such as the Salvation Navy. That's a good outfit. It's hard to get people to join, though nobody really wants to sit in a rowboat with a bass drum in his lap. I'm also working for Ill Will Industries. You've heard of Goodwill. This is Ill Will. It's a little different. You give them brand new items, and they break them and sell them to poor people. I'm also helping the good people at Big Brother-in-Law. Well, that's for married people who don't have a brother-in-law but really want one. And they send a man over to your house who has 2 days' growth and no job, and he sleeps on your couch for about a year. I see some of you have been helped by that program. I'm also promoting a rather novel idea, quarter of the way houses. Well, these are for people who can't make it in a halfway house. Some folks need more realistic goals, don't they? And I'm doing everything I can, as all Americans should, to help fight post-Grenada stress syndrome. Apparently, some of these guys are starting to have flashbacks already. They wake up in the middle of the night and they see a medical student standing on a beach with a suitcase and they fucking flip out. I'd like to talk a little bit about sports. Sports are very big in this country. I'm a sports fan. That's fine, thank you. Good. Yes, I know a lot of people feel positive about sports. As I say, I'm not a fanatic about sports, but I'm not a casual observer either. But I'll tell you this, I'm enough of a sports fan, I have some rules changes I would like to suggest. I think there are some changes we could make in certain sports that would make them more exciting. Like in football, I would let all 45 guys play at the same time. You know, what's this shit standing around watching the game? Get in there, put a helmet on and hurt somebody, for Christ's sakes, will you? You're not getting paid to watch, and never mind lining up, just grab the ball and run like a motherfucker, you know? Another thing I would do in football, I would leave the injured on the field. Well, they're always talking about how it's a big war going on out there. Fine, let the Red Cross come around and pick these assholes up. Here's how I'd change basketball. You could make basketball a lot quicker. You know what you do? You have a 2-second shot clock. As soon as that ball is inbounds, get that sumbitch up in the air. I didn't come to watch a game of catch. I'm looking for a 400 or 500 point ball game. I'm a fan. I want 6 overtimes and 1,000 points on the board. Another thing I would do for basketball, at the center court line, for 10 feet on either side of the center court line, I would have a gasoline fire. You talk about the fast break, you'd see the really fast break. Here's another suggestion for basketball. I would allow 25 points for any ball that goes in the basket off another guy's head. You'd see some good fights during those close games, I'll tell you. And you'd increase the chance for serious injuries. That's what I'm looking for, injuries. That's what I like about sports. I don't care who wins these games. If I want to see winners, I'll watch the Academy Awards. I'm looking for injuries, serious, lifelong, crippling, debilitating injuries. I'm an American. Give me a little violence and I'm a happy guy. Most people won't admit that. They'll say, well, I like the competition. Yeah, like Hiroshima, right? Fuck the competition. I'm looking for a leg in two or three places. Well, now, getting back to how we can improve these sports and speed them up. You know, baseball needs a little speeding up. You know how you speed up baseball? Everybody gets one swing. That's it. One swing. Fuck you. You're out. Sit down. Come on. Let's go. Come on. Sit down. Next. Come on. Let's go. Here's another thing to make baseball a lot faster. If the pitcher hits the batter with the ball, batter's out. You hit 27 guys, you got yourself a perfect game, my friend. You get two really good, accurate pitchers out there, and you could be out of that ballpark in 15 minutes. You could be home watching football on TV and see some serious goddamn injuries. One more thing for baseball. Out in the outfield, I would have a series of randomly placed landmines. There's Marshall settling under that ball. Holy shit. Now, I must explain. The only reason I mention baseball, basketball, and football is because, to my way of thinking, these are really the only three sports we have. Nothing else qualifies as a sport, according to me. Everything else is a game or an activity. Hockey comes to mind. People think hockey is a sport. Hockey is not a sport. Hockey is three activities going on at the same time. Ice skating, playing with a puck, and beating the shit out of somebody. Now, if these guys were intelligent at all, they would do these things one at a time. First you go ice skating, then you play with a puck, then you go to the bar and beat the shit out of somebody. The day would last a lot longer and these guys would have a whole lot more fun. Tell you another reason hockey is not a sport, it's not played with a ball. Anything that isn't played with a ball can't be a sport. These are my rules, I make them up. Hockey is played with a puck. What is a puck? I never even heard of a puck outside of hockey. Have you ever heard of a puck? The only other place you find a puck is in the urinal to control the smell in the bathroom. All right? And as far as I'm concerned, any game where the main object is something that came out of a urinal is definitely not a sport. Soccer? Soccer is not a sport because you can't use your arms. Anything where you can't use your arms can't be a sport. Tap dancing isn't a sport. I rest my case. Another thing I don't like about soccer, they got dots on the ball. That's a big rule of mine. No goddamn dots on the ball. Running. People think running is a sport. Running isn't a sport because anyone can do it. You know, anything we can all do can't be a sport. I can run, you can run. My mother can run. You don't see her on the cover of Sports Illustrated, do you? People say, I'm going to run down to the store and buy a loaf of bread. Fine. It's not a goddamn sport. I'm not going to pay to watch you buy a fucking loaf of bread. Swimming. Swimming isn't a sport. Swimming is a way to keep from drowning. That's common sense. Sailing? Sailing isn't a sport. Sailing is a way to get somewhere. Riding a bus isn't a sport. Why the fuck should sailing be a sport? Boxing is not a sport. Boxing is a way to beat the shit out of somebody. In that respect, boxing is a more sophisticated form of hockey. But beating the shit out of somebody is not a sport, in spite of what the police think. When police brutality becomes an Olympic event, fine, then boxing can be a sport. Bowling? Bowling isn't a sport because you have to rent the shoes. Don't forget, my rules, I make them up. Billiards? Now, billiards is not a sport because there's no chance for serious injuries. Unless you welch on a bet in a tough neighborhood. Then, if you see a guy with a pool cue sticking out of his ass, you know that might be a sports-related injury. But that's not billiards, that's pool. And that starts with a P and that rhymes with D and that brings me to darts. Now, darts could be a sport because you might put somebody's eye out. But darts will never be a sport because the whole object is to reach zero, which it goes against all sports logic. Lacrosse? Lacrosse is not a sport. Lacrosse is a faggot college activity. Sorry about that. That's right. Anytime you're standing in a field with a stick with a net on the end of it, you're engaged in a faggot college activity. Same thing goes for field hockey and fencing. These things aren't sports because you can't gamble on them. Anything you can't gamble on can't be a sport. When was the last time you made a fucking fencing bet? Gymnastics. Gymnastics is not a sport because Romanians are good at it. Took me a long time to come up with that rule, but by God, I thought of one. Polo. Polo isn't a sport. Polo is golf on horseback. It's a great concept, but it's not a sport. And water polo, I don't even want to mention water polo because it's extremely cruel to the horses. Which brings me to hunting. You think hunting's a sport? Ask the deer. The only thing good about hunting is the many accidents on the weekends. Which brings me to auto racing. Now we're talking serious goddamn injuries, folks. I don't know about you, but that's what I'm looking for in auto racing, a nice crash and a car fire. I don't care who wins these races. It's the same five rednecks who win all the time anyway. Who gives a shit about these people? I got to be honest with you. Listen, I got to be honest. Driving 500 miles in a circle does not impress me. I'm looking for an accident. Let me put it this way. When else am I going to see a 26-car collision and not be in the goddamn thing? Then we have tennis. Now, tennis, very trendy, not a sport. Tennis is a form of ping pong. In fact, tennis is ping pong played while standing on the table. Great idea, but it's not a sport. In fact, all racket games are nothing but derivatives of ping pong. Even volleyball is racketless team ping pong played with an inflated ball and a raised net while standing on the table. And then finally we come to golf. Do you ever watch golf on TV? It's like watching flies fuck. I get more excited picking out socks. Golf could be fun if you could play alone, but it's these genetic defectives that you have to hang around with that makes it such a boring pastime. Think of the brains that it takes to play golf. Hitting a ball with a crooked stick and then walking after it. And then hitting it again. I say, pick it up, asshole. You're lucky you found it. Put it in your pocket and go the fuck home, will ya?